Good morning, everyone. Welcome to session 3039, Farm to Fork, Community Food Systems Approaches to Healthy Food Access and Availability. And we welcome you on behalf of the Food and Nutrition section and also Amy Korth, my co-moderator. My name is Meg Barth, and so we're pleased to introduce the sessions to you today. I'd like to introduce to you our first presenter, Dr. Alicia Cohen, who is a family physician and a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Clinical Scholar at University of Michigan. She received her MD from the Mount Sinai School of Medicine and completed her family medicine training at the UCSF Santa Rosa Family Medical Residency Program and an Integrative Medicine Fellowship at the University of Michigan. Her research seeks to better understand the intersections of food insecurity, nutrition, diet-related diseases, with a particular focus on community-engaged research. So if you'd please join me in welcoming Dr. Cohen. Her presentations on utilization of a SNAP incentive program for the purchase of fruits and vegetables at Detroit farmers markets. Just want to mention each presentation is 15 minutes with 3 minutes of question and answer. Please silence your phone and remember to do evaluation on the session and also through your mobile app. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here today. This is about the utilization of a SNAP incentive program. Can you all hear me with the mic like this? Is this okay? Better? Fruits and vegetables at Detroit farmers markets. I've never done this before, but if you feel so inclined, particularly inspired, you can tweet about the talk while we're talking. So I have no disclosures. A little bit of background, some of the highest rates of diet-related disease are in low-income communities where fruit and vegetable consumption is far below dietary guidelines. And in efforts to address economic barriers associated with high fruit and vegetable costs, there are several models for incentive programs across the country. And the largest of these programs and the only statewide program with a uniform organization is Double Up Food Bucks, which matches SNAP dollars spent at farmers markets. Little is known, however, about who uses these programs, how often incentive programs are being used, or sociodemographic patterns of use. So a little bit more about Double Up Food Bucks. It doubles up to $20 in SNAP per visit for the purchase of local produce. So just to give you guys a little bit of sense of what it's like when you go to the farmer's market, if you're a SNAP recipient, you go to the farmer's market, you go up to the Welcome Center, you say how much you want to have taken off of your SNAP card, how much you want taken off in benefits. You then swipe your card. They give you that amount of benefits in tokens that you can use only at the farmer's market and for any SNAP-eligible purchase. With Double Up Food Bucks, you can then also get a match up to $20 in a separate set of tokens, which you can then use for any Michigan-grown produce at the market. So Double Up Food Bucks is currently based at 125 farmers markets throughout Michigan. They're also now piloting the program at six grocery stores. It's run by Fair Food Network, which is a national nonprofit working across the food system to improve issues of food security, access, and sustainability. And it has a particularly strong presence in Detroit. At the time that we were getting this data in 2012 and 2013, it was available at 8 out of 13 farmers markets in Detroit. I'm sorry, 8 out of 11 farmers markets in Detroit. It is currently available at 10 farmers markets in Detroit. So just to give you a little bit of a sense of the landscape, this is a map courtesy of Detroit Community Markets of all the farmers markets in Detroit. And then I've starred the ones that are accepting, as of 2013, we're accepting SNAP and Double Up Food Bucks. And I'm sorry, for just SNAP is was formerly known as Food Stamps. It's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So specific aims were to determine sociodemographic characteristics of Detroit SNAP recipients using Double Up Food Bucks and how they compared with the overall Detroit SNAP population, so really trying to understand one subset of SNAP Detroit recipients were actually using the program, and then also to determine Double Up Food Bucks utilization patterns at Detroit farmers markets during the 2012 and 2013 market seasons. So our methods, we had two sets of linked de-identified secondary data. The first was routinely collected farmers market transaction logs of SNAP and Double Up Food Bucks transactions from 2012 and 2013. These transaction logs include the date, the last 8 digits of People's Bridge Card, which is what their SNAP card is called in Michigan, also the amount of SNAP and Double Up Food Bucks redeemed, and whether it was recipients' first time using SNAP at that farmers market. This was then linked with de-identified sociodemographic data from the Michigan Department of Human Services SNAP registry using the last 8 digits of recipients' bridge cards, which was a unique identifier. So just to get you a little bit of a sense of a snapshot of Double Up Food Bucks users, so in that outer purple circle, you can see this represents the Metro Detroit area. There are almost 280,000 households receiving SNAP in Metro Detroit. That inner green circle shows you that in the actual city of Detroit, there are a little over 108,000 households receiving SNAP. And then of people using Double Up Food Bucks at Detroit farmers markets, during 2012 and 2013, there were almost 11,600 unique Double Up Food Bucks users. 72% of them were actually from the city of Detroit. Another 23% were from the surrounding metro area. And then there were another 5% of users who were using Double Up Food Bucks at the farmers market but were actually coming in from outside the Detroit metro area. So again, just a little bit more demographic information. The initial column shows SNAP recipients using Double Up Food Bucks at Detroit farmers markets. They were 72% female, 74% African American, 18% non-Hispanic white, and 2% Hispanic. The majority were between the ages of 25 and 64, and about 44% had households with at least one child in the household. And if you take a look, what one of our big questions was to find out, are Double Up Food Bucks recipients, how do they compare to the wider SNAP population? Are they actually fairly similar to the broader SNAP population, or does it seem like it's a specific subset who are using the program? And from this, it actually looks like Double Up Food Bucks recipients fairly well matched the combination of households coming from the Metro Detroit and the City of Detroit area. One outlier was that Double Up Food Bucks recipients, 90% of them were coming from households that were below the poverty line. This is actually compared with 62% in the City of Detroit and 54% in the larger Metro Detroit area. Some other statistics. In this 2012 to 2013 period, there were almost 21,000 SNAP and Double Up transactions. This represented, as I mentioned, almost 11,600 unique customers over the two-year period. There were about 7,300 unique customers in June to November of 2012, and about 5,400 unique customers in July to October of 2013. 72% of those, as we saw on the previous slide, was from the city of Detroit. And in 2012, this actually represented 5% of the Detroit SNAP population. In 2013, this was 4% of the Detroit SNAP population. The numbers likely dropped because the program was 2 months shorter during 2013. It has since then expanded back to the full June to November market season. And then 46% of Double Up Food Bucks users reported using SNAP at the farmers market for the first time. So I know this is a lot of information on this table. Basically, just to give you a sense of the different farmers markets in Detroit, so by far the largest farmers market is Eastern Market. It is the largest outdoor farmers market in the country. On Saturdays, they have typically at least 250 vendors. It is an amazing experience. If you ever have any reason to be in Detroit, I highly recommend you go. They can see upwards of 30 to 40,000 shoppers per day. And then this goes down to some medium-sized markets and then also some smaller markets like Oakland Avenue and Meldrum Fresh that have between 1 and 5 vendors and may see as few as 18 to 30 customers a day. So clearly a lot of variation among the farmers markets, both in terms of the produce they're offering and sort of other activities that are available. So this shows you a graph of the number of transactions per unique customer. Just to orient you, because there is such a range in the number of customers per market, the y-axis shows you percentages, and then in the legend that shows you the actual number of unique customers. So overall, 69% of customers had a single transaction over that two-year period. And then there were about another 15% who had two transactions. The range, though, actually went all the way up to 51 transactions in that period. So some people had the single transaction. Some people were coming multiple times per week. And then this graph, which I kind of looks like I got a little cut off, shows you total SNAP spending for customers with a single transaction. So the main takeaway from this slide is that of those 69% of customers who had a single transaction, 40% of them spent $20 in SNAP and got the full $20 double up match. There were people who spent as little as a dollar, and then the range went all the way up to $500 in a single transaction. So because with our methods, we were able to find out how many times people swiped their bridge card at the EBT machine, but we weren't able, it's possible, and it seems likely, given some of these higher amounts, that people may have swiped their bridge card, gotten tokens which don't expire, so you can use them at multiple visits, potentially even across multiple years, that they swiped their cards, got multiple tokens, and then were coming back for repeat visits that we weren't able to capture here. And this is actually borne out in some of the qualitative work we've been doing as well. So then trying to figure out whether that 69% with a one-time transaction, trying to figure out then what may be some predictors for return use, for return transactions. We ran a logistic regression adjusting for the months that people were receiving SNAP. Looking at the model, the primary predictors for return use were being white and also being over the age of 25. And interestingly, having Medicaid or having received state emergency relief such as emergency housing, emergency heating, actually made you slightly less likely to come back for return use. And the other things that we checked for were to see whether having children in the household, looking at income and particularly specifically the income to poverty ratio, and then also looking at people's average monthly SNAP benefits amounts, because these were all things that we were wondering may impact how often they were coming to the market, and those were not significant in the model. Some limitations, as I've mentioned, the number of transactions may underestimate the true return visit. It's also unclear what the generalizability of this information is beyond Detroit. And then also the sociodemographic comparisons that we are making with the Detroit SNAP population were based on aggregate data. They came from the 2011 and 2013 American Community Survey. So conclusions, Double Up Food Bucks is reaching many SNAP recipients, 46% of whom reported using SNAP at a farmer's market for the first time, although as we've mentioned, 69% did have that single transaction. And Double Up Food Bucks users at Detroit farmer's markets closely resemble the sociodemographics of the broader Detroit SNAP population. And it seems that Double Up Food Bucks may be reaching higher percentages of those in the poorest households. So some implications. There's the potential to increase the reach of Double Up Food Bucks by better understanding what motivates and enables people to come to the market for that first visit. Then what's the story between that first visit and subsequent visits? What's getting people there the first time? And then for those who aren't coming back, why are they not coming back? And for those who are, what's bringing them back? And then really trying to figure out how best to support return visits, particularly among recipients of color and those under 25. So acknowledgments, and it truly takes a village. So I'd like to acknowledge Susanna Zick and Laurie LaChance at the University of Michigan, Oren Hesterman and Rachel Chatterton-Bear at the Fair Food Network, and George Noonan at the Michigan Department of Human Services. Also, many more thanks than I can read at this time. Funding was provided by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Thank you. So I welcome questions. This is also my contact information, and if you would like more information about Double Up Food Bucks, the information is below.
Specifically, one of the top five reasons for picking a specific farmer's market was that it was a fun place to be.
Absolutely.
So that's something to think about in terms of why people you were going.
actually be delving into that. There's a qualitative talk tomorrow, so recognizing the limitations of quantitative research, we will get to that tomorrow. Absolutely, which is another limitation because we wouldn't be capturing that. Yeah, thank you for that. And as I said, with the so both that and with the qualitative work that we've been doing, we've had a number of people say sometimes the lines are long at the Welcome Center. They go once, they get the tokens, and then they can budget and they stretch that out over multiple visits, and we would definitely not be capturing that. Yeah, so there's actually, it is not this exact model, but there are actually models for SNAP and center programs across the country. There are both several kind of larger organizations and then also some smaller either farmers market or city-sponsored models. But that's a great question. I don't know. I would say the majority of them that I've been looking at, I can certainly find that out for you, but it's certainly the majority. It is very widespread in some capacity. Okay, that would be great. So currently, Double Up Food Bucks is also funded by private donation and foundation funding, and so they do have a set pool. They have been lucky enough that their donations are sufficient that they have not had an issue of running out over the course of the season. Yeah, I mean, certainly with the grocery store expansion, the reason why they initially started with 3 grocery stores and then expanded it to 6, and it's sort of a proof of concept, but to see whether or not they will have the funding to be able to scale it up further. Yeah. And I think that is the end, but I'm happy to take other questions afterwards.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay.